Comic book superheroes. The origins of comic books can be traced back to medieval broadsheets. These broadsheets were like early newspapers, and they would often have caricature or distorted drawings of well-known people or cartoons of public executions. As many people could not read at the time, the pictures had to tell the story. Some people would even say that the Bayeux Tapestry, which tells the story of the Norman conquest of England in a series of pictures, is an early form of the comic strip. The Yellow Kid, which first appeared in the New York World newspaper in 1895, was the first comic strip to use speech bubbles. It proved very popular, and soon comic strips like Popeye, Mutt and Jeff, Crazy Cat, and Buster Brown began to appear in other newspapers. The first comic books were usually compilations or collections of the comic strips that had appeared in the newspapers. People called them funny books or just funnies. The Golden Age of Comic Books. The period from the late 1930s to the early 1950s is often called the Golden Age of Comic Books. This is the time when the superhero comic books flourished. Superman. The first Superman comic strip was published in June 1938 by Detective Comics, or DC Comics, in Action Comics No. 1. On the cover was a man in a red and blue costume holding a car over his head. His name was Superman, and he was the first comic book hero to have superhuman powers. Superman, the Man of Steel, who could run faster than a bullet, fly faster than a jet, and could lift and throw a truck, was the creation of Jerry Siegel and Joseph Shuster. Siegel and Shuster had been trying to sell their Superman idea to newspapers as a comic strip since 1933, without success. Superman was considered by publishers to be too far-fetched. At one stage, Shuster tore up his Superman artwork in frustration. Fortunately, Action Comics decided to give Superman a try, and he was an immediate success. In fact, Superman is now one of the most recognized people on the planet. He is featured in several films and television series. Factbox. Flash, here's a new magazine you can't afford to miss. This was the advertisement for Action Comics No. 1, featuring Superman. The comic book cost 10 cents. Today, it is a collector's item and costs many thousands of dollars. Batman. Superman was soon followed by other superheroes. In 1939, the Caped Crusader, Batman, made his appearance in Detective Comics No. 27. Robin only appeared later. Batman was the creation of artist Bob Kane and writer Bill Finger. Batman did not possess superpowers, but he had plenty of wonderful gadgets and a costume and brain that made him as awesome looking as any superhero. In ordinary life, Batman was millionaire Bruce Wayne, only changing into Batman when danger threatened the world. Kane got his inspiration for the character from Zorro, a Mexican hero who wore a mask to hide his identity when fighting his country's enemies. Perhaps because of his human side, people could more easily identify with the character of Batman than with Superman. His popularity has been long-lasting, and he has featured in many films and television programs. Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman first appeared in All-Star Comics No. 8 in 1941. She was the first superheroine. She had superhuman strength and speed. Like many superheroes, the inspiration for Wonder Woman owed a lot to ancient Greek mythology. Harry Peter, the illustrator who first drew Wonder Woman, intended her to be as beautiful as Aphrodite, as wise as Athena, stronger than Hercules, and swifter than Mercury. The end of Golden Age. Although the popularity of superhero comic books went into decline after the end of World War II, comic books are still very popular. Many of the early superhero comics are now collector's items and are greatly sought after. Factbox. The Golden Age of comic books saw the creation of a multitude, or a great number, of superheroes, many of which are still hugely popular today. Marvel Comics' greatest superhero is still the wall-climbing Spider-Man. Captain America is still a household name.